Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. By the way, next week, final week of August, Farm Progress Show, this year in Decatur, Illinois, and I'll be there reporting from the nation's largest outdoor farm show. Topping farm news this morning, the National Corn Growers Association submitted comments on the U.S. Section 301 investigation into Brazil's unfair trading practices on ethanol. In his comments, Illinois farmer and NCGA President Kenneth Hartman outlines clear evidence demonstrating that Brazil's ethanol tariff and other actions are unreasonable, discriminatory, and burden U.S. commerce. Hartman says Brazil is actively looking to unseat the historic and obvious success of the American corn industry by a series of trade actions that directly and indirectly harm U.S. corn growers. Continuing to say, Brazil has taken measures, both direct and indirect, to siphon market share for American ethanol exports and prevent U.S. access to the global synthetic aviation jet fuel market. Soon after Brazil imposed the ethanol tariff, U.S. ethanol exports to Brazil experienced a 93% decrease, dropping from $761 million in 2018 to only $53 million in 2024. New study on red meat and obesity shows there is no link. Beef Checkoff-funded research reinforces the important role fresh beef plays in a healthy, sustainable diet. Texas Tech University researchers conducted a comprehensive analysis of available research on the relationship between unprocessed red meat intake and obesity, finding no significant effect of such intake on weight gain or related metabolic issues in adults. The U.S. government has sued California to stop it from enforcing stringent emission standards for heavy-duty trucks. In complaints filed this week in two federal courts, the Justice Department said federal law preempts the California Air Resources Board from enforcing various emissions rules governing heavy-duty trucks and engines. Reuters is reporting the California Air Resources Board declined to comment, as did California Governor Gavin Newsom. Last Friday, in addition to announcing the production of a sterile fly facility in South Texas, USDA has closed the southern U.S. border to cattle. For how long? Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins.
First, the pause will be as long as it is necessary until we get this under control. This particular issue has been at the top of the list from the very moment that I was announced.
It's all about taking extra steps to protect the U.S. food supply and the country's national security.
We've got a lot of data to collect. We've got a lot of work to do, but we have to protect our cattle industry and our beef industry in this country, and in so doing, protect our food supply, and in so doing, protect our national security.
Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. After this quick break, a check of markets.